word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
And now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome to the show. This particular production has to do with talking to people about rewards for Christian and faithful service for Christians. Now, the reason for that is really simple, Pastor Duffy. Those unbelievers out there who are not saved, they will never see these things we're talking about. And if they want to be a part of it, then they need to know Jesus Christ.
Well, if they don't know the rewards that God has for them, and they walk in darkness, and just like cutting on a light, if you're in darkness, and you're going to stumble over some things if the room is crowded. But when the light comes on, you can see clearly.
That's right.
And they can't see clearly because they're walking in darkness.
Yes, that's very true. Well, you know, last time we talked about something about the faithful believers, obedient believers, and you're called, and I love this, overcomers.
Yes.
And we've got a challenge to overcome our tongue. Amen.
You know, I tell you, people really don't know that is the original technology when we have to watch our tongue.
Amen.
That's why God gave us His Word to speak the things that He said.
And the words are important because the words can make you or break you.
Life and death is in the power of what?
The words. And the thing about it is, I have the choice. I could say, Lord Jesus, please save me. Please send your Holy Spirit to live in my body. Please forgive me of my sins. And I can be saved. I don't have to do that if I don't want to. Yes, right by the
tongue. By what you said.
But Pastor Duffy, first, let's hear some of these testimonies. The testimonies about how they have been saved by the proper use of their tongue is so encouraging. And I love these testimonies.
You know, the name of this show just really dictates everything in our lives because we really, truly have to watch our tongue.
Amen. And what's this program called?
Watch Your
Tongue. I love that.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
We're here today in a beautiful church called Colorblind Ministry in Como, Texas. And our pastor, C.J. Duffy, is the pastor here and also my co-host on this program. And we have Blaine who's going to give his testimony. We're thankful for that. And Blaine, when did you first realize that you were a sinner and need to be saved? Was it like at a church revival meeting, Sunday school, church camp or something?
At my house.
At your home. Oh, very good. Very good.
Well, what did you decide to do about your sins? Did you talk to your parents? Did you talk to the pastor? Were you watching a TV program? Was there an evangelist around that you've heard? What came on the scene to, did you know that you needed salvation?
I was just tired, and I called out to the Lord.
Amen.
Talked to the Lord.
Okay. And where were you when you were saved? Do you know the day and the time? And it's not necessary, but it's just a good question. Like, were you church, Bible camp, or vacation Bible school, or something like that?
It was July 10th of 2013, and I was at home here in Picton.
Amen. Amen.
Well, okay. Who witnessed to you to tell you about Jesus? What deciding factor came into your life for you to make this decision?
I was just tired, being tired.
Well, had you heard about Jesus?
Yes, sir.
In other words, all your life, basically, you've heard about church, yes, about Jesus, and He just finally caught up with you, and you kind of finally come to a conclusion. You had to do something about it.
Yes, sir. I cried out to the Lord first, and then I called DJ Pastor Duffy.
Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, the question is did you know that you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart? And I remember the conversation. I remember when we talked, and, you know, I saw the fire in you. I saw a changed person. And I know that a lot of people in this realm, they when they get saved, they think they're on Cadillac Street. I'm saved, now what? But then it's more than that. When you get saved, going to have to keep the power of the tongue and the word inside of you to stay saved. Amen. Most people, when they get saved, they go through a tough road, because the devil's angry and he attacks you. But then that's when you got to be careful what the words you choose. You're going to have to choose the scriptures, the word of God, and speak those words. So he got some promises in this word after salvation that we know that we can use to keep you on the right track.
I was going to say, did you ask Jesus to save you, forgive you of your sins, and send the Holy Spirit to live in your body?
Yes, sir.
Good. And then as a result, do you know that you are saved and that when you die, you'll spend eternity with Jesus?
Yes, sir.
I know that I don't even need to ask him this question, but I have to because are you ashamed to tell anybody about Jesus?
Yes, sir.
I know you're not. He's running all over the place telling people now because he's testifying daily. And in his testimony, in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11, that's how we overcome him. People are trying to overcome the devil all the time. But the only way that you can overcome him is by the blood of the Lamb,
and
by the word of their testimony. Mm-hmm. And the testimony is not about what they did. It's about what Jesus did.
Now, Blaine, what would you say to people? Because our full program is about people being saved, and we're trying to explain to them what salvation is. And there's someone sitting out there today who's just like you. What would you say to that person today that might help him change his life?
I just want to say in Philippians 2:9 it says, they exalt him on high and give him the name above all names, the name Jesus Christ. So that's the name above any drug addiction, any alcoholism, any disease, any sickness. Just cry out for him, need him, and he's always going to be there for you.
So what you're saying is once you got saved, there's a process that God can give you the strength to get off of alcohol, off of drugs, and off of anything that's hindering you in the ministry. So, in other words, you don't really have to have those other programs. You can have Jesus and that's enough.
Yes, sir. Didn't take a 12-step program. It took one step.
Amen.
And you heard me say just a minute ago that I was tired. I'm not tired anymore.
Amen.
No, I don't have to say anything.
Amen.
I'll never be sick again.
Praise the Lord. I love that.
Well, you know this program is all about watch your tongue.
So now that he has salvation, the things that he says now is what's going to continue to have him delivered. Because the devil is already defeated. The only thing that gives him power is what people say. So now, just watch your
tongue. Blaine, thank you today. Great testimony. Appreciate that.
God bless you. That was good.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Welcome back to the show. I have with me Dr. John Cooper, and my name is Pastor C.J. Duffy, and we're here to show you how you can watch your tongue in this production.
Well, I tell you what, I sure enjoyed that testimony.
Well, those testimonies are terrific. What I really like about testimonies is they are overcomers. It helps you to overcome because in the book of Revelation it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Right, and leading right into our Bible study phase, you know, this says they can eat of the tree of life. Remember Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden? They ate off of the tree that was forbidden. They had one command, don't eat off of the tree.
Now, this is for the righteous and faithful
who
have spoke right. This is not for the people that are damned for the white throne judgment.
Exactly. And these, which says that what it is, we as Christians shall be able to eat off the tree of life for eternity.
Eternity. And we should not be hurting in the second death.
Right.
That's what Revelation chapter 2 says.
Yeah. And the second death is what?
Damnation.
Exactly, which is in the great white throne judgment as we know it today. And it's not in the place called hell, but the place called hell. You would be taken out of there, placed over and judged into eternal lake of fire. Now, sometime in our lesson soon, I'm going to talk about the six basic passages where that the unbeliever will pay the price in hell based on their good works. And had they done really bad, they get down here, way, way down low, close to the false prophet, Satan, and what's the other guy called?
The devil, Satan, the great dragon.
False prophet, the Antichrist, all those guys.
Yes.
And they get the privilege to be down there with them. But now what about this person who has been good, and he gives you the shirt off of your back, he has good morals, and he figures he's as good as anyone else.
But if he didn't accept Jesus with his tongue.
That's right. And so he will suffer a lesser punishment in the lake of fire, but eternally separated from the God. And?
You know, this the second death, it talks about, shall not be hurt. We as believers will not be hurt in the second death. And then it talks about even eating some hidden manna.
Yes. And I'm not sure what that hidden manna is, but it's going to be good.
Well, he provided for the children of Israel in the land of Canaan. They didn't want or lack for anything, so that hidden manna is still for us today.
Did you know that those folks who marched back in those days, they didn't have to buy shoes?
40 years, no shoes, no clothes, no sick, no feeble.
God fed him every day.
Amazing.
I know it.
He still does miracles today. We're just not aware of it.
Right. And also, you know, they receive exceeding great authority. Now, if you're not saved, I'm going to tell you right now, you're never going to receive this exceeding great authority that God's going to give to you to minister all over this world, this universe. Yes. It's going to be great.
Dr. Cooper, we as believers really can have that authority today, even though it's going to be automatic when we get raised from the dead. But see, he told us in Luke 10:19, I've given you power
to
tread over serpents and scorpions.
That's right.
And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall enemy hurt us. Our physical bodies doesn't receive that authority, but our spirits receive that authority.
That's right. And then after we're into the presence of the Lord and living with him, it's going to be even exceedingly great authority, more than what we have in Jesus right now.
Yes. I look forward to that. We'll know it all. Even 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says, when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part shall be done away. So we'll know it all.
Pastor, how do you feel about being clothed in white raiment?
Well, I can only dream of it now, but I'm ready.
Amen. Amen. And that's what will happen to we Christians. We will actually be clothed in white raiment. That's really beautiful. And then, Pastor, what about being making pillars?
Pillars
of the
temple of God.
Man,
a pillar. It's holding the structure.
Yes.
We're holding up.
Yes, yes, yes.
He gave us lots of authority.
But the best of all, we shall live and reign with Jesus for eternity.
Well, you know, if people have a hard time living with him now, don't you think they're going to be living with him there? If they have a hard time praising him now.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you think you're going to heaven?
It's going to be tough, because if you don't know how to praise him now, you're going to be, probably won't make it. But I don't want to be judgmental. I can just do fruit inspection. Yes, that's all I can do is inspect the fruit.
Inspect the fruit.
Well, 2 Timothy says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. And, Pastor, do you think that we're suffering today in this world?
Well, there's a lot of persecution going on, because right has been deemed as wrong, and wrong has been deemed as right. And spiritually, that's a kind of tough pill. But here's the thing. Once you have a foundation in Christ, he said, I'm never going to tempt you beyond you can bear. So the hurt that the world has and the hurt that the church has, they're similar to the same hurt, but we have a foundation that what we believe is going to work out to the good.
Right. So that was 1 Corinthians 10:9, and that what that was?
1 Corinthians 10:13.
10:13, right. So. Well, now.
Then was Romans 8:28.
Yeah, right. Amen. Okay. Now then, for you unbelievers out there, and we're just going to talk straight to you. That's all.
Amen.
Because we are only going to tell you what you can expect. You will receive a reward. It is called a crown of unrighteousness. A crown of unrighteousness. That's in 2 Peter.
Well, chapter 2, verses 9 through 16. It's a crown offered only to unbelievers. And it's offered to the unbelievers, they will have to stand before the great white throne judgment.
That's correct.
And there's not going to be great things happening here. You know, this is not for Christians. This is for the unbeliever. And that crown is total damnation. We'll go over some of those things. But I tell you, this is not what you want to be, and this is not what you want to do.
Amen. What does the verse say there, Pastor?
Well, let's look at verse 9 first. It says, now, if all these things are true, then sure, the Lord knows how to receive the godly out of the temptations and trials, and how to keep the ungodly under chastisement until the day of judgment. Then watch verse 10 says, and I'm reading it from the Amplified Bible, and particularly those who walk after the flesh and indulge in lust and pollution, polluted passions and scorn and despise authority. They're presumptuous and daring. They're self-willed. They're self-loving creatures. They scoff and they revile and dignitaries. They're the glorious ones without trembling. They put pride in themselves. Whereas even angels, through superior might and power, do not bring a defaming charge against them before the Lord. Verse 12 says, but those people, like unreasoning beasts, they're mere creatures of instinct, born only to be captured and destroyed, railing at the things which they're ignorant of. They shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And in there, they will be destroying themselves, and surely they will be destroyed. Being designated to receive punishment as a reward of their unrighteousness, being designated to receive a punishment of their rewards of unrighteousness, suffering wrong to hire their own wrongdoing. They count it as delight and revealed in the daytime, lying luxurious and dedicated. They're blocks, and they'll be blemishing, they'll be revealing, and their own deceptions. They'll feast on you. All these things, it just continues to give you adjectives of all these bad things. Their hearts will be trained for covetousness. Their hearts will be trained for lust. They'll be trained for greed. They are children of the curse, exposed and cursing, forsaking the straight road. They have gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the reward of wickedness. All these things are going to be the destruction of these people that are living unrighteous. You don't want that crown.
That's exactly right. Because it says, they have eyes full of adultery all the time. That which is right is wrong, and that which is wrong is right.
Kind of looks like the world today.
Yes, it's much like the world today. Pastor, I don't know about you, but yeah, I do too know. But I want to see people saved, and that's why we're doing this whole program, is so people can know and learn what salvation is all about. And so they can actually come to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and avoid this crown.
That's what people are trying to do. They're trying to get right with God, and you don't have the ability to get right. Righteousness comes from accepting God and being born again. Your righteousness didn't come by you. You can't do good enough or be good enough to try to come to the Lord.
That's true.
Because if you could, Jesus wouldn't have had to die for you.
That's right. And you know, the Bible is so clear. So God rewards the faithful. Pastor, he also rewards the unfaithful, those who will not trust Christ as Lord and Savior.
He said we should be aware of thousands of unbelievers that are around today who will be earning a crown of unrighteousness.
Pastor, right here in our own area, I heard a statement made Sunday morning. The teacher said, we did some work and studying in our area, and they said they found out that maybe 1 to 2 people out of 3 are saved. Does that tell you anything? So my thought is this, and I'm just guessing. I'm guessing we have at least in our audience somewhere out there who people may hear us, have at least 25,000 or more who are unsaved and don't know it or don't care.
Well, I'm going to look at the fruit.
Okay.
Because he told us we'll know them by the fruits. And I'm not seeing very much fruit out there.
Amen.
I'm not seeing very much fruit out there at all.
Pastor, I guess we had better stick with fruit.
You know, if I take a survey, and I'm not a judgment, I don't want to be judgmental, but if I took a survey of anything, I'm not God, so I'm still looking for fruit.
Amen. What we're trying to say to the unbelievers out there, if you do not ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, to save you, give him permission to send his Holy Spirit to live in your body and believe in the resurrection from the dead. My friend, this is your reward right here. We just got read it to you. This is it.
It's not good.
And all we can say to you is it's your choice.
Yes. Now, in this, once you receive Jesus and you still do the same thing you've always done, that means you did not repent.
Oh, is that fruit?
That's not fruit. That's, you know, he said make the tree good, fruit corrupt,
yes,
tree nobody fruit. I'm looking for the tree of righteousness in people. We'll be eating on the tree from the tree of righteousness.
You know what I think, too? We get to see in Joe Joseph. It's our next segment on the program. Joe Joseph is going to introduce us to some current event things that are going on in this world today, which is going to say this is right down the line with so much of what we see in the world today.
So interesting. You know, no matter where you go in this world, you're going to see unrighteousness take place.
That's right.
And, you know, people, they've deemed themselves, they're their own gods. They're their own gods. They deny to follow after God and be saved. And we're talking to you, audience, out here. You know, I don't know how many chances God's going to allow you to have, but I believe that he put this show out called Watch Your Tongue so that you can watch what you say, because what you say is going to determine your salvation.
That's right. Pastor, I'm looking forward to Joe Joseph. Let's see what he has to say for us today.
In our current events, let's hear from Joe Joseph.
And now, here's your host, Joe Joseph. Give him 5 minutes, and he'll give you the real news.
I'm Joe Joseph, and this is Gimme 5. As we continue down the timeline of the establishment of the New World Order and the removal of God from society, I want to go to 1920. Now, in 1920, a guy by the name of Winston Churchill, you may have heard of him, recognizes the connection between the Illuminati and the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Now, remember, Marx played a very heavy role in the influence of Vladimir Lenin. And Winston Churchill observes, he says, from the days of Spartacus Weishaupt, understand that Spartacus was Adam Weishaupt's code name. Also understand how interesting it is that Winston Churchill recognized Adam Weishaupt for what he was. But he continues, he says, from the days of Spartacus Weishaupt to those of Karl Marx, to those of Trotsky, Bella Kuhn, Rosa Luxemburg, and Emma Goldman, this worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and for the reconstruction of society on the basis of arrested development, of envious malevolence and impossible equality, has been steadily growing. It played a definitely recognizable role in the tragedy of the French Revolution. It has been the mainspring of every subversive movement during the 19th century, and now at last, this band of extraordinary personalities from the underworld of the great cities of Europe and America have gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and have become practically the undisputed masters of that enormous empire. That was Winston Churchill in 1920. And in 1920 to 1931, a very prominent member of the United States Congress, Louis T. McFadden, is the chairman of the House Committee on Banking and Currency. And concerning the Federal Reserve, Congressman McFadden notes, when the Federal Reserve Act was passed, the people of these United States did not perceive that a world banking system was being set up here. A superstate controlled by international bankers and international industrialists acting together to enslave the world for their own pleasure. Every effort has been made by the Fed to conceal its powers, but the truth is, the Fed has usurped the government. It controls everything here, and it controls all of our foreign relations. It makes and breaks governments at will. Concerning the Great Depression and the country's acceptance of FDR's New Deal, he asserts, it was no accident. It was a carefully contrived occurrence. The international bankers sought to bring about a condition of despair here so they might emerge as the rulers of us all, which brings us to a very interesting point in history, because many people don't know that very soon after Louis T. McFadden made that statement, there was an attempted coup against Franklin Roosevelt in an attempt to establish a fascist dictatorship here in the United States. And prominent members of families like the Bush family, the DuPont family, and other elite families conspired to overthrow this government, and it was only through the heroic stand of General Smedley Butler that that coup was put down before even a shot was fired. And if you don't know who General Smedley Butler is, I suggest you get his book entitled War is a Racket, because it's a fantastic read that lays out what war is really all about, from the most decorated Marine in our nation's history, a gentleman that won 2 Medals of Honor. And it's those kind of people, people like you, that we need to stand up for what's right. It's time, now more than ever, with our country in such peril, that we band together, regardless of race, color, creed, income, you name it, to shed away the divide and conquer, and to love your neighbor just as Jesus did, because only through love can we win this war against evil, this war against Satan, and we can do it. Folks, I'm out of time, but stay with me next week for another great edition of Gimme 5. I'm Joe Joseph, and make sure you tune into my broadcast every Monday to Friday at Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com, 8 p.m. Eastern, call the Freedom Link. Folks, have a great weekend, have a great week, and have a pleasant evening, and God bless. Take care.
This is What's Your Tone.
I get excited when it comes to current events. My Lord, that's a learning experience, a learning curve that God has given this TV show what's happening in current events. And I love to hear Joe Joseph. I'm glued to his his series. Give me five. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what he said.
Pastor, he talked about the Illuminati, which is a group of people that's out to take over the world. And I'm sure our people have heard more and more about the Illuminati and about the Bush regime and about others in our society today, enough to know that our society is in trouble. My friend, we are in a lot of trouble, and we are going to have to do something to dig our way out of it, or else we're going to go down by and by.
Well, God's going to protect those who are believers, but if you don't believe this world is in a scam, you got what's called the Federal Reserve, which doesn't have anything federal about it at all. It's not even controlled by the United States. So that's all of our currency. There's such a scam going on in our country that we're all coming under this thing called socialism.
The isms
came from all of these things that they're doing. You know, you got communism, socialism, and I call them heathenism.
Heathenism, that'll work.
Because they're trying to do a takeover, and they have successfully done it because it's prophesied to be so. But all I know is if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, you better get closer so that you can have some protection in these last hours.
That's exactly right. That's what this message is all about. There's salvation. It's much more inclusive of a lot of things than what you think about on the surface. And I'll tell you right now, what Joe Joseph says is really true. How do you know? You check it out. Go check it out. There are sources you can find out if what he said is true. I'm waiting for the next one.
Well, stay in tune for some more reports on this great show called Watch Your Tongue.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called The Praise of Story, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer of prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101 to the Praise of His Glory by author Linda L. is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
What an exciting book offer, Dr. Cooper.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what. I am so glad that an author of a book such of this magnitude has agreed to help us in our program. And for the money you send in to get, like $10 to get that book, it is well worth it.
That's a true treasure from heaven.
Yes.
You got Psalms on one side and prayers on the other. If you understood what psalms and prayers are, that's God's word praying for you. Who wouldn't want us to be blessed?
That's exactly right. And I'm so grateful that we have people partnering with us like that. Pastor, what's some other partnerships we can have?
Audience, there's some other ways that you can partner with Watch Your Tongue. There's silver, gold, and platinum. Mm-hmm. These are monthly partnerships. Silver is $50 a month. Gold is $75 a month. Mm-hmm. And platinum is $100 a month. But any amount of donation God lays on your heart will be appreciated. And we really want to go around the world with this gospel.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland and Winona Ministries, Watch Your Tongue partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.